أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, today we have two beautiful names of Allah. Allah's name Al-Shakir, Al-Shakur, and Allah's name Al-Halim. And these two names have come together in the Quran in one instance, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا حَلِيمًا. Let me start with the name Al-Shakir. Now, who can tell me the meaning of Shakir in Arabic? Anybody know what it means? Shakara yashkuru, shukran, to say thank you, thankful, yes? Okay, to be thankful, to be grateful to someone or something. Now, when you are grateful to someone or something, it's because you've had a need and they fulfilled some need of yours. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need of us. So how can we say Allah is shakir? Allah is thankful, Allah is grateful. Allah does not need us. When we say thank you to someone, it's because they've given you something, they've done something, they've done you a favor. But no one's doing Allah a favor. No one's fulfilling a need of Allah. So how is Allah shakir and a human being can also be shakir? What's the difference between the two? Yes. Okay, you're saying it's the opposite. We are grateful to Allah. Anybody else? Any ideas? Yes. Okay, he's saying because we pray to Allah, He is shakir. Yes. Allah appreciates. This is the correct answer. When we say Allah is shakir, Allah, we do not say that Allah is grateful or He's thanking us because we didn't do anything for Him. But rather we say Allah is appreciating. He appreciates what we have done, even though it is little. Let us look at the word ashukr in the Arabic language to start with. In the Arabic language, Shakara yashkuru in Arabic, where is it used? The Arabs would say shakarat al-dabba, the animal, shakara. They would use this word for an animal. If the animal has become obese, very fat, even though the owner of that animal fed it very little, but it's become obese, they would say this is an animal that is shakir. Because even though you fed it so little, it showed that it has been eating a lot. Similarly, the Arabs would use this word for example, cows. You know, the cows are grazing, or sheep, they're grazing on a land. Grass, eating grass. And there's specific food that you'd prepare for these animals. But with a little bit of food, if they grow and they become plump and they're producing lots of milk, they would call this shakir. And so in Arabic, this word shukr, it tended to be used for two things. One is tasawwurun ni'ma. A person knowing there is a blessing. Someone's done you a favor, someone's given you something. Tasawwurun ni'ma, to picture, conceptualize the idea, there is a blessing. Someone did me a favor. This is the first step. The second step, idharun ni'ma, to show that there is a blessing. To show that this is a blessing. So when the animal would get obese, would get fat, it's showing the blessing of food. It's showing off this blessing. This is where shukr was used in the Arabic language in general. And then shukr became to be used for human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran commands us, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, if you have shukr, you thank Allah, you show His blessings, then Allah will increase them for us. And gratitude is not just lip service, saying thank you. But being thankful to Allah involves acting on gratitude as well. Allah has given us so many blessings. If we use them for His sake, now we are being grateful to Him. There's no point just saying thank you to Allah, Alhamdulillah, Ashukrulillah, but we are using His blessings to disobey Him. So this is shukr when it comes to us, to you and me. But what does it mean, ashukr mean, when it comes to Allah? Ashukr when it comes to Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the cow or the sheep or the horse, a little bit of food goes a long way. It shows. Similarly, you and me, the deeds that we do, the actions that we do are so small. They are so insignificant. Really, they are worthless. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them worth. He gives them value. Not just that, Allah multiplies the value of our deeds. This is real appreciation from Allah. You know, I'll give you a simple example. Let's say your neighbor is hungry, neighbor has no iftar today. And you are cooking at home and you made a bit of extra food, a bit of extra soup. You put it in a box and you go to your neighbor. You knock the door, they open the door and you say, here's some soup for you. We had some extra food, here you go. Your neighbor says, thank you so much. Oh my goodness, what would I do without this soup? And you think, it's just a box of soup. Why are you getting so excited? And your neighbor is so happy and so grateful and jumping up and down in joy. You think, what's going on with this person? Are they okay? Maybe the fast got to them. They didn't have suhoor today. The brain is not 100%. What's wrong? You don't know, they had no food today at home. That little bit of soup that you brought, it meant a lot to them. And so the gratitude, the thankfulness they are showing you is so much. This is why this word, shukr, Allah has two names associated with this word. Ash-shakir and ash-shakur. Who can tell me what's the difference between ash-shakir, ash-shakur? Okay, explain to me in English what is sighat mubalagh. Okay. Okay, good. Shakir, if someone give you something, thank you. This is shakir. Someone give you something, thank you so much. I'm forever indebted to you. I'm so great. This is shakur. It's an exaggeration. It's an extreme version of thankfulness. And continuous, consistent version of thankfulness. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's described with both of these names, ash-shakir and ash-shakur. Because we do something small, you just smile at someone today and you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appreciated this deed and He has given it weight on the Day of Judgment. But ash-shakur is something else. Ash-shakur is when you do something so small, insignificant. You didn't even realize you did something. Maybe you're walking across the road and you saw an old person and you just helped them across the road and you walked on, continued with your day and you came on the Day of Judgment and this one small act is a mountain of weight in the sight of Allah. Ash-shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extremely and emphatically appreciates the tiniest deeds that you and I do, even if to us they were nothing, to us it didn't mean anything. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he describes this beautiful quality of Allah. He says, "Man tasaddaqa bi'adli tamratin min kasbin tayyib." You know, all of us in this room, we all work hard, don't we? We sweat 9 to 5, sometimes night shifts, days. We all work hard for the penny that we pay our bills with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever gives charity the equivalent of a date seed." You know how small the date seed is? If you give this much in charity, وَلَا يَصْعَدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبِ, and you earned this date seed, you earned it from halal income. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتَقَبَّلُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ ثُمَّ يُرَبِّيهَا لِصَاحِبِهَا. Allah accepts your donation with His right. And then He grows it. He grows it. He grows it. كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فُلُوَهُ وَفَصِيلَهُ. Just like one of you, when you have a seed and you put it in the ground, in the soil, and you water it, and you water it, and it grows and grows and grows. The same way, Allah takes your tiny seed of good deed and He grows it and He grows it and He grows it. حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ, until this good deed has become multiplied like the size of a mountain. This is the generosity of Allah, the appreciation of Allah. Many of us, very frequently nowadays, people are always looking for good investments. Every other day you get the message, is Bitcoin halal, cryptocurrency, forex trading, this, that, you know, switches, bonds, switch trading, hedge funds. You think, Ya Allah, the number of investments never end. And people are always thinking, the more money they earn, how can I maximize and multiply this money? And they're always thinking, where can I store it? So I go 20 years and I come back and it's 30 times, it's been multiplied by 30. People are always thinking about this. But we always find that all the places you invest your money, it will only give you back 3%, 5%, 7%. Anything more, then it's usually a dodgy, questionable investment. People always, they come and promise you, you give me your money, I'll give you double tomorrow. You come tomorrow, there's nothing. The guy has disappeared. That happens quite often. But only 3%, only 5% of growth. It's a small amount. But from the attributes of Allah as-Shakur, one day you did some good deed, you didn't even realize what you did. You rang your mom and you said, Salaamu Alaikum, Mama, I love you. And you went on with your day and you forgot about it. And on the day of judgment, in your scale of good deeds, you didn't see your hajj and you didn't see your umrah, you didn't see your fast, but you just saw this one sentence you said to your mom, and Allah has appreciated the weight of this deed and made it a mountain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of this name of Allah, he teaches us an important mindset. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Never underestimate any good deed. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق. Even just to meet somebody with a smile. Don't underestimate. This smile might be the reason for your saving and your salvation on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna al-'abda la yatakallamu bil-kalimati min sakhatillahi la yulqi laha balan yabghi bihi 70 kharifatan fi nar jahannam." Someone might say a small word, a sentence, half a phrase. You don't realize that word that you said was so heavy in the sight of Allah. Because of this, you are going 70 depths into the depths of hell. Never underestimate the size of a good deed, because Allah ash-Shakur, He multiplies and He maximizes our good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِن شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. The two mountains of Safa and Marwa are from the symbols, the signs of Allah. Sit up, Habibi. فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوِ اَعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَن يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا. Whoever does Hajj or Umrah, then they should, or they must also do tawaf between, they should circulate between these two mountains. But here is the point. وَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah told you, you have to do this. But sometimes you get the motivation to do extra. And when you do that extra, مَن تَطَوَّعَ شَيْئًا. Don't think Allah did not see that extra that you did. Allah is shakir, He's going to multiply that for you. And He is alim. If you did it to show off, He knows what's in your heart. And if you did it sincerely, He knows what's in your heart. Shakirun alim. Always see the names of Allah when they come in pairs, in twos. Always question, why did these two come together? They're azwaj. They complement each other. Shakirun alim. Shakir means the outside of your deed. You prayed 2 rak'ah sunnah. You prayed the night prayer. Allah shakir. He's seen that you did something extra you didn't have to do. You're going to see that on the day of judgment. But He's also alim. Alim means He knows deep inside your soul, why did you really do it? To show off? To fit in the crowd? Someone will say, why didn't you turn up to taraweeh? So I came. Social pressure. Allah knows what is within our souls. Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. What would Allah do? What does He benefit from punishing you? He's asking the question, do you think Allah benefits from punishing you? He gets pleasure from punishing? He doesn't. But instead, Allah is shakir. He appreciates the things that you do. and He is Alim. He knows every instance that you do. Then we look at the name Ash-Shakur. Now there's a beautiful pattern with Allah's name Ash-Shakur. I said Shakur means Allah is extremely appreciative and He multiplies your small deeds. Ash-Shakur in the Quran only comes in one instance, when Allah is multiplying the value of your good deeds. You gave Him 10 pounds in charity, the day of judgment you find it's 400,000 pounds. You think, huh? This is a good investment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Now, Allah's name Ash-Shakur comes twice in the same surah, in Surah Fatir. I want you to understand the context, because something is a beautiful lesson here. Who can tell me where this ayah comes? لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Who is Allah talking about? Allah's not talking about every Muslim. Allah's talking about a specific group, special group of people here in these verses. Where are my genius kids? Where's Luqman Ammar today? Yes, uncle. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Uncle has stood to the challenge today. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Surah Fatir, Allah spends a few verses talking about very special people. Who are they? The people of the Quran. The people who love the Quran, follow the Quran, understand its meanings, act on them. They live the Quran. Allah talks about them. And when He's talking about them twice, they call Allah Ash-Shakur. The first, Allah describes those that follow the teachings of the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Tilawa does not mean recitation. Tilawa عَلَى الْأَرْجَحِ. Tilawa means to follow, to actually follow the meanings of the book. Those, Allah says, who follow the book of Allah, they are of three categories. Who can tell me the three categories? فَمِنْهُمْ. Yes? مِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ is the last one. That's the one who's far ahead. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. The first category, people follow the Quran, but they fall short, right? They still make mistakes. They still have sins. They still do wrong to others. Yes, this is one category. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Some of them, they wrong themselves. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. Second category, people who are a mix. They try to follow the Quran, but sometimes they do good, sometimes they do bad, and it's about 50-50. And there's a third category, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There are those, the Quran has impacted them so deeply, they race ahead to act on the Quran, they are left everybody behind. May Allah make us all of them. All three groups, the one who wronged themselves, the one who is far ahead, and the one who's 50-50, Allah says all of them, جَنَّاتُ عَيْدْنِ يَدْخُلُونَ. All of them are going to enter into paradise by Allah's mercy. Look at this. We all try to act on the Quran, but we fall short. We wrong ourselves. We commit sins. We think Allah's not looking. In private, we do some sins. We look at things we shouldn't look. We say things we shouldn't say. But look at the appreciation of Allah, of the little that we do, that He still promises us that we will be entered into paradise. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنِ يَدْخُلُونَ. When Allah appreciates you so much for the little that you have done, you and me, we know our value. We know how little our value is. When Allah appreciates this, Allah describes Himself, إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Now you tell me. We took غَفُور before, and we're taking شَكُور today. What is the link between غَفُور and شَكُور? Why is it mentioned here? Yes. Okay, forgiving of what and appreciating of what? Yes. Okay, he's forgiving of your sins even though you have done so many, and he appreciates your good deeds even though you have done so little. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes there will be people, and you and me maybe amongst them, our bad deeds will outweigh our good deeds. But Allah will appreciate the sincerity of those good deeds and multiply them. And Allah will forgive from His mercy the sins that we have done. and he will enter us into Jannah. When he has entered us into Jannah, in this verse, in these verses in Surah Fatir, we will then start to appreciate Allah. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The first thing we will say, Alhamdulillah. Because we know, when you see your deeds, you will know they did not qualify you. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ. We will say, oh, gratitude belongs to Allah. He relieved us of our stress and our sadness. Because my friends, that moment in which we will see the scales of our deeds is going to be a very stressful moment in our lives. It's going to be a very straining, a very sad, a very despairing moment when we see the mountain of our sins in front of us. But when we see the shukr of Allah, Allah's appreciation and His forgiveness, from the bottom of our hearts it will come, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhhaba 'anna al-hazan. Thank to Allah, He relieved us of our stress. Inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. How forgiving Allah was of our sins and how appreciating He is of our good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran when it comes to His name, Ash-Shakur, He says, إِن تُقَرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. If you give Allah a loan, قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, who can tell me what is قَرْضًا حَسَنًا? It's not a normal loan, something special about this loan. What is a قَرْضًا حَسَنًا? Anyone tell me? Masjids are always collecting for قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Yes. He's saying something. You know, what is a qard hasan? It's a type of loan between human beings also. But it's a specific type of loan, not any type of loan. Be more clear. He's saying charity for the sake of Allah. No, there's no qard hasan. Yes. Okay. More specifically, when you give somebody a loan and you tell them, don't pay me back. Someone says to you, I need £5,000, brother. You say, here's £5,000. He said, when should I pay you back? Don't worry about it. This is called qard hasan. Because it looks like a loan, but it's not a loan. It's charity. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do good deeds and to spend for His sake, He's not telling you, give me your money and it will disappear into a vacuum. He's saying, who is going to give me a loan? Anybody here would say no to giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan? But He says it's a qard hasan. You're not going to see the money back in this life. But فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah is going to multiply what you have given Him. Many, many multiples. How many? The Prophet ﷺ informs us, when we do a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it a minimum of how many times? Minimum of 10 times. And a maximum of how many times? We don't know. That's the thing. It's not 700. He says, إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. 700 plus, 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 plus. We don't know. Look at this. For you to understand Allah is Ash-Shakur, when you commit a sin, how many bad deeds, how many sins do you get? One. When you do a good deed, how much do you get? 10 to infinity. We don't know. We don't know. You can't lose this game. You know, if there's a game, when you score one goal, let's say you're playing FIFA, you're playing football, when you score one goal, it gets multiplied by 700. When someone scores a goal on you, it just gets one. Can you lose this game? You've got to be really bad at football. You've got to be very bad at football. Really, very bad at football to lose this game. This is Allah Ash-Shakur. Our deeds, if you really think about them, our deeds, they mean nothing. They have no value. Allah doesn't need them. Then why does Allah give them so much value? Why does Allah multiply them? From His mercy. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَنْ يُدْخِلَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَمَلُهُ. Your deeds are not going to get you into paradise. They say, what about even you, Ya Rasulullah, even you? He says, وَلَا أَنَا, even my deeds don't qualify me for paradise. Really? Then how do you qualify for paradise? illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatih, unless Allah gifts me His mercy. Allah's name Ash-Shakur makes us realize how little our deeds really matter and how much the mercy of Allah matters. And that really you and me, we depend on His mercy. We depend on His shukr. If Allah dealt with us with justice, none of us would be in paradise. But because Allah deals with us with His mercy and His shukr, we have a shot. Maybe we have a chance to get to the bottom layer of paradise. May Allah make you and me from them. This links us very beautifully with the next name, Al-Halim. Because when Allah talks about this loan, He asks you, give me a loan, don't expect it back. I will multiply it for you. He says, Allah is Shakirun Halim. Now, who here is from Pakistan? Is Halim in Pakistan has different meaning. Don't go to this meaning. Halim in Pakistan is a very delicious dish. If you think about this Halim now, you'll be in trouble. Maghrib's time, still some time till Maghrib. Don't think about Halim. Different type of Halim. We think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Halim. And I said it so many times, don't get distracted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Halim. Now in the Quran, before we continue describing Al-Halim, Allah describes Himself with this name. But He also describes a human being with this name. Who does he describe with the name Halim? Ibrahim, who can give me the ayah? You very close. Switch it around. Switch it around. Yes. Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahum munib. Who can tell me when did this ayah come? In what story? Allah is describing the Prophet Ibrahim as Halim. What story, what context is this happening? Yes. No, not when he leaves the, when he chops the idols. Yes. Not when he's told to slaughter his son. When the angels come to give Ibrahim alayhi salam good news and they also give him some bad news about Lut alayhi salam. So two angels come to visit Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they give him the good news of what? Of he's about to have a son. And they also give him some bad news. What's the bad news? That Lut alayhi salam, his people are going to be destroyed. What does Ibrahim alayhi salam do when he hears this news from the angels? Anybody know? يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوتِ Ibrahim alayhi salam starts arguing with the angels. What is he saying to them? Please don't destroy the people of Lut just yet. Give them some more time. He's applying for extension. What does this show about Ibrahim? Allah says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمُ Not he's Halim, لَحَلِيمُ He is so Halim. Halim is someone who tolerates harm and they don't rush to take revenge. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he could have said, yeah, those guys, finish them, please. Yesterday, you guys are running late. Go quick. Do you know what they are doing? Finish them, please. The biggest TNT you can find, just, I'm done with them. What does Ibrahim say? Please don't do it. Give them time. Do we know somebody similar to Ibrahim who said something similar? One of the great grandsons of Ibrahim. He said something similar to an angel. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What? Who did he say this to? In Ta'if. What happened in Ta'if? Very important context, you remember. The day of Ta'if is the worst day in the life of the Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his own words, he says to his wife Aisha, this is the worst day of my life. He goes to Ta'if. And remember this year, you have to understand the background. This year is the year he lost his uncle and the year he lost his wife. He lost his two beloveds. He has nobody. He is expelled from his city of Makkah into middle of nowhere, no man's land. He is removed from all food, water, supplies and tribal support. He has nothing. Then his wife dies, his uncle dies, people are starving. Last resort, he goes to Ta'if, hoping there are some distant relatives of his, maybe they will help him and support him. He goes to Ta'if, he brings the leaders of Ta'if, he calls them to Islam, and they look at him and they spit in his face. They call the people of Ta'if to throw stones at him, and he is walking away. And they are throwing stones at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until his blood reaches his sandals. And he sits outside Ta'if, bleeding, soaked in blood. At this vulnerable moment, the angel, Allah sends the angel to him. And the angel says to him, let me crush these people between two mountains. And what does he say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't crush them. Maybe one day, the future generations, somebody will be a Muslim. This is called Halim, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To delay the punishment that really they should have right now, but to delay it, to tolerate, to take the harm from people. You know how hard it is to take harm from people? How hard it is to have a big heart. People will come and hurt you, complain, they will mock you, they will hurt you, they will gossip, they will take your good, then when you turn around, they will backbite about you. To take all of that with a smile and to say, Ya Allah, this person hurt me, stole my money, mocked me, but Ya Allah, do not put them in the fire. Nobody should have the torture of the fire. This requires such a big heart. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the biggest of hearts. This is very important. When we learn about Allah's names, we should learn how should we act and react and embody these names of Allah. You know, we have such a short fuse when it comes to our temper with people, right? The smallest thing and we are ready to unleash the next earthquake. Yeah, with the biggest tremors on those around us. The smallest thing, and we are planning, when are we going to do revenge and avenge this person? How are we going to, you know, give them a hard time? And Al-Halim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is also has this hilm, this quality of gentleness, softness. He doesn't rush to judgment. He doesn't rush to take revenge. He gives people time. Now, anybody here who's from the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam crushed the people of Ta'if, maybe you and me would not be a Muslim today. Because the first person to bring Islam to the subcontinent was a man who came from Ta'if. How many hundreds of millions of Muslims in the world came from these regions? If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave them what they deserved and he crushed them, maybe there would be billions and billions of people who are not Muslim today. But he said, we don't know, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ, maybe Allah will give tawfiq to their future generations. Allah's name Al-Halim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِن دَابَّةٍ.
If Allah were to punish you in accordance to the severity, the degree, the level, the seriousness of your sin, nobody would be left on this earth. Because, you see, when you and I disobey Allah, really we are saying, I don't care that Allah was watching me. Allah, really, we deserve for a lightning bolt to come from the sky and just reduce us to nothing right now. But from the hilm, the tolerance of Allah, that He doesn't punish us immediately, He delays the punishment until another life. He gives us time to realize. He gives us time to repent. He gives us time to make up for what we've done. Look at the hilm of Allah. And if He were really to give us what we deserved, nobody would be here in this room. This is why it really confuses me when people say, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He is merciful, then why does He give us an eternal punishment? Today, in the criminal justice systems of this world, there are so many crimes, if you do them, you get a life sentence. Right? Rape, murder, manslaughter, etc., treason, you get a death sentence, or you get murdered on the spot, you get executed. You get death. Now, somebody murdered, somebody raped, this deed that they did, can we say that the punishment they are getting is equal to the deed that they did? Not always. In this world, people's justice systems, not Allah's justice system, I'm talking about people's justice system, somebody commits a crime and the punishment they get is immediate death. Or the punishment they get is life sentence. Finish. They're not going to live life anymore. Their life has practically ended for all intents and purposes. No justice system in this world gives a punishment that is equal to the sin. The punishment is always another degree, a higher level of severity. You went to the shop and you shoplifted. You took one piece of gummy bears, halal inshallah. You left the shop. The gummy bears were halal, the act was not halal. You took a piece of gummy bears and you left the shop. Do you know how long you can spend in prison for that? For 2 minutes of bad judgment and 1 pound of stealing, you can go to prison for a while, for months, for weeks, juvenile detention. The justice systems of this world, they never give punishment equal to the sin. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this world, look at the level of His mercy. First, when you intend to do a sin, you don't get any bad points, black points, no. In fact, if you intend to do a sin, you decide, I'm going to steal from this person, but you ended up not going to his house today, Allah grants you a good deed because you didn't commit the sin. مَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ لَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلًا. Look at the first level of mercy. Second level of mercy. You decide to do a sin. You decide to go do a bad deed. You decide to backbite, to lie, to slander, to do something wrong. Fine. You have your entire life to repent from this sin. The third layer of mercy from Allah. You repent from this sin. Let's say you stole from 10 people and you repented to Allah. You ask His forgiveness. Allah doesn't just forgive those 10 sins. He exchanges them for 10 good deeds. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Do you know anybody who does this? You commit 10 crimes, and when you plead guilty in front of the jury, the judge says, great, thank you for pleading guilty. Your 10 crimes, you now get £10,000 reward. Nobody does that. This is the third level of mercy. The fourth level of mercy, التمهيل. Allah gives you time. You have all the time in the world, your entire life, every minute, to realize the mistake that you made and to change your ways, to turn around till the end, till your very last breath. In your very last breath, if you utter the words La ilaha illallah, He will accept you. Do you know anybody like this? This is the fourth layer of mercy. There's fifth layer of mercy. You die, you're gone, you are worm food in this grave, you're not even around anymore, but your good deeds are still increasing. How? Sadaqatun jariyah, charity that you gave. Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, knowledge that you disseminated. Waladun salih, your children making dua for you. Your good deeds are increasing. You're not even here. You don't know anybody so merciful. And here's another thing. Allah is not going to punish somebody. He is not going to send them into Jahannam until He gave them all the evidences. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. Somebody is in the Amazon rainforest, in the jungle. They don't even speak English or Arabic. They've never seen a TV in their life. They don't know about Islam, anything about Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to throw that person into Jahannam. Allah is going to test them. He is Al-Adl, the just and the fair. He gives you the evidences. You commit a sin, He gives you time to repent. You repent, He exchanges your sins for good deeds. You've done that, you still fall back, He gives you a lifetime to repent. You died, you did so many sins, no problem. He gives you still a chance. Your children make dua for you. Charity you gave continues for you. Knowledge you taught continues for you. How many chances? How much mercy? And then after all of that, if you still end up in Jahannam, then you really deserve to be there. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah has nothing to gain from your punishment or from you being tormented in the fire. That's why He gives you 3,000 chances. He doesn't straight away throw you and give you the torment. Yes, Habibi. If you do like a If you did many sins and you ask Allah for forgiveness, will you still go to Jannah? If you are sincere, then the forgiveness of Allah is guaranteed. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, please get off your TikTok, Habibi. The Prophet ﷺ says, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if your sins reach the height of the heavens, ثُمَّ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا. Then you came to me with sincerity. لَغَفَرْتُ لَكَ مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive all of your sins. I will not care the quantity of those sins. From the meanings and the reflections we have of Allah's name, Al-Halim, that some Muslims committed a very grave sin, one of the major sins. Allah says in the Quran,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ.
I want you to imagine this moment. The Muslims are meeting the Quraysh, the Meccans, in battle. It is one of the earliest battles in the history of Islam. There are very few Muslims around. There are roughly 1,000 Muslims around. Which battle am I talking about? Battle of Uhud. There are roughly 1,000 Muslims around. And how many non-Muslims? How many disbelievers? Many multiples, yes? Roughly 3,000? And in this battle, as the Muslims are surrounded, they are outnumbered, a small number of Muslims get scared and they run away from the battlefield. They abandon the believers in their most needful moment. This is one of the major sins, al-firaru min al-zahf, to run away from the battlefield. This major sin is committed by Muslims because of what? Why did they do it? Why did they run away from the battlefield? Sorry? He's saying they trust Allah that Muslims will win. I don't think so. Fear. They are scared for their lives. They want to save their own lives. Let the rest of them die. When Allah mentions the graveness of this sin, you know, because of these people, 70 Muslims died that day. Because of these people running away, believers died, lives were lost. After Allah mentions how serious their sin is, Allah says straight away, وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Allah has erased their sins. Straight away. Allah didn't say, they asked me to forgive them. No, he said, Allah, I just erased their sins. Doesn't matter. The commitment that they showed to Allah, Allah does not forget that commitment. Allah does not forget that. To come to the battlefield and to risk your life for Allah is not easy. So the one who came and risked his life, if he had a moment of fear, Allah says, it's okay. I'll forgive you. This is from the hilm of Allah, the tolerance of Allah. You know, there are people in this world today who curse Allah, who curse His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who insult the believers, who torture the believers, who kill, genocide, murder incessantly, who say that there is no Allah in reality and we all just got here by ourselves. But Allah grants them oxygen, grants them wealth, grants them food, and continues to provide for them until their very dying breath. That is the meaning of hilm, of tolerance. If Allah wished, anybody who says something negative about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a brick could have fallen from the sky and flattened them. But Allah gives them time. Who knows? And today, there are people who accepted Islam who were the greatest enemies of Islam. Dutch politicians, German politicians who hated Islam, who were the forefront of anti-Islamic rhetoric, and they became Muslims. Imagine if Allah had taken their lives the moment they cursed the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would never had a chance to come back to him. But from the hilm of Allah, the gentleness of Allah, the tolerance of Allah, Allah takes it from them and He gives them time. He gives them time and He gives them time. One of the beautiful benefits of Allah's name, Al-Halim, is that we learn that we should also be Halim towards others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to one of his companions, Al-Ashaj ibn Qais, ibn Abdi Qais, إِنَّ فِيكَ خِصْلَتَيْنِ يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهُ. You have two qualities Allah loves. These two qualities, me and you should have them as well. What are they? Al-Hilmu wal-Anat. To be gentle and to be tolerant of others. Half of good manners, good character, half of it is tolerating people. Because when you go out of this masjid, when we're out of this classroom, the world is not a clean and pure place. People will come after you. People will curse you. People will give you a tough time. People will gossip about you. People will do bad to you. The test is, do we react? Do we take revenge? Do we avenge ourselves? Do we incite harm? Or do we wait, give them time, remind them, tell them, explain to them? Do we show hilm or do we show ghadab? Do we give them wrath or do we show them patience? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahim Allah. Now he made dua. You and me, we should become, if we want the dua of the Prophet, we have to become this person. رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع. May Allah have mercy on a person who is gentle when he sells. وإذا اشترى, and when he buys. وإذا اقتضى, and when he judges. You know, when you go to the shop, you order 1 kilo of lamb. The butcher, bless him, he's chopping. He gives you 998 grams. And you bring Yawm al-Qiyamah today. You bring it early to the miskeen butcher in the shop. And you bring the shop down. 998 grams. Where are my 2 grams? Allah loves for us to be halim. For us to let things go. For us to be gentle. For us to turn a blind eye. And this is so important in marriage. Half of marriage, the scholars say, is taghaful. To just let go of the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Because if you pick every small thing, never a day will go by except you will have a fight. Let it go. Leave it be. They will realize. They will come round. 10 grams, it's okay. 10 pounds, it's okay. If we start accounting people penny by penny, we should fear the day if Allah accounts us for our every deed, because we know our deeds will never stand up to that scrutiny of Allah. Allah is Shakir and Shakur. He appreciates our small deeds. You and me right now, we are fasting. We're hungry, we are thirsty. But how many times today you and me have committed a sin? How many times we got lazy? We delayed our salah. We said something we shouldn't have said. We slept, many people. The Ramadan routine means you sleep after Fajr and you wake up at Maghrib. Yeah, the nightlife comes only in Ramadan. Not the salah nightlife, another kind of nightlife we don't want to know about. And yet, because of their fast, just because they fasted, even though they were snoring all day and missed 4 salawat, we don't know that maybe Allah will accept this deed and it will outweigh the mistakes that they made. Allah's name, Shakir and Halim, it teaches us to be gentle with other people. Because how many are those who are strict and harsh, and how many are needed to be gentle and merciful? As Allah says, فَعْفُوا وَصْفَحُوا, forgive and forget. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, do not wish for Allah to forgive us as well and to erase our sins. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار. اللهم اعفو عنا إنك أنت العليم الحليم. اللهم إنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنك أنت الحليم وإنك أنت الشكور. اللهم نمي أعمالنا بشكرك. اللهم جدد إيماننا بحلمك واجعلنا من المخلصين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.